This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
In northern Wisconsin, loggers who have been in the industry for decades say they're experiencing one of the worst markets they've seen. Paper mill closures have led to a huge drop in timber prices that's now lasted for more than a year. As Rob Menser reports, that's threatening the livelihoods of many forest professionals.
There's a wall of hardwood stacked up here at Dennis Shenick's northern Wisconsin logging site. The mechanized arm of the harvester measures and cuts the timber. Haulers will take it to paper mills, which will turn it into pulp. There are still mills that buy this wood, but loggers like Shenick say these are some of the hardest times his industry has seen.
You know, the mills are full. They're flush. And they know it. And they know there's more power, horsepower out here to produce wood than what they need. So they can literally set our price.
Prices crashed in mid-2020 after the Ohio-based company Verso announced it would stop production at its massive Wisconsin Rapids paper mill. That mill was the region's largest buyer. Without it, there's a glut of pulpwood on the market, driving prices down. It's also driving some loggers out of the business.
There's guys dropping out now. For me, I even wonder, it's like, do we keep wearing this equipment out just to make our payments?
He's talking about payments on heavy equipment like the harvester. Like all loggers, Shenick has been scrambling to cut costs and control his losses.
There's no profit anymore. The profit is gone. Like always, we keep getting kicked down the road, you know, and we keep trying to survive. That's the nature of our beast.
Logging, hauling, and forestry employs some 64,000 people in Wisconsin. And for many, it's a family tradition spanning generations. The Northwoods relies on logging to make forests usable for recreation and to help protect them from invasive species and fires. Now, some loggers are quitting. Some have taken side jobs in construction. The rest are holding out hope that the Verso Mill will reopen one day soon.
It's not just the local community of Wisconsin Rapids. It's not just the people that work in that mill, but the ripple effect is enormous.
That's Rebecca Ludke. She's the director of the Wisconsin County Forests Association. She says some Northwoods counties rely on revenues from forest management to fund public services. About 20% of the wood Verso bought came from county forests.
When you take 20% of the wood completely out of the picture, there's going to be a gap, right, that needs to be filled.
Last year, a loggers group formed a nonprofit cooperative with the goal of buying and operating the Verso Mill. The idea had enthusiastic support within the timber industry and among politicians from both parties. But according to people involved in discussions, Verso itself was always lukewarm to it. This summer, an attempt to boost the cooperative with $65 million in state loans failed after Democrats and Republicans couldn't agree on how to pay for it. Industry analysts say it might not have made a difference anyway. Verso's share price today is well above where it was before the pandemic. Paul Fowler is director of the Wisconsin Institute for Sustainable Technology. He says he expects that the Wisconsin Rapids Mill will eventually sell, but Verso has no particular incentive to hurry.
Aside from how it looks to the communities in which they've operated and idled mills, they're probably sitting in a good position.
But that position leaves the Wisconsin timber industry and the communities that rely on it hanging in the balance. Henry Schinnebeck is the director of the Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association.
To them, it's just a line on a piece of paper. But for us, it's not just a line on a piece of paper. It's everybody's life.
In July, a private equity firm that operates several paper mills offered to buy Verso. Late last month, Verso told shareholders that deal was only possible if the firm, quote, meaningfully increased its offer. For loggers like Shenick, that means more waiting. And the longer the Wisconsin Rapids Mill sits idle, the more lasting the effects will be. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.